Chapter 2. A sergeant came in and put the lights out. Then he made a bunch of stupid remarks about what we should and shouldn't do in the dark.
Hey, Perry.
It was Pee-wee.
What? What did you do back in the world?
Just got out of school, I said.
You didn't finish either?
I finished high school.
No lie?
No lie.
Then why you come in the army?
Seemed like a good idea at the time, I said. I finished high school, but I hadn't gone to the graduation exercises. Just hadn't made sense anymore. You can go to City College, the guidance counselor had said. Your grades are good enough. I told her I'd think about it. What I was thinking about was that I had to get up every morning and dry the clothes I had washed the night before by putting them on the oven door to have something to wear to high school. How was I going to get the clothes for college? How was I going to get clothes for Kenny so he would stay in school? Mama had said that she'd see to it that Kenny stayed in school if I sent the money for clothes for him. I wasn't saving any money, the way I figured I would when I first got into the army, but I figured that might come later if I made sergeant. I thought of writing a letter to Kenny. He would dig getting a letter from Nam. I remembered once he was involved with a pen pal program and got a letter from some kid in Logan, West Virginia. He had looked at me with his wide, bright eyes and smiled like he couldn't believe the great thing that had happened to him. The night before I left for the army, we had sat and talked about what we were going to do in the future. No matter what I said, I knew he was sorry that I was leaving.
Reggie,
he had said before he went to sleep,
when you get to Vietnam, I hope you guys win.
The Monarchs, the neighborhood team I played for, had just lost a tournament the week before. It had bothered me a lot. I had done well, and Kenny had said that it wasn't my fault. I had given him a big speech about basketball being a team sport and that my doing well didn't matter. Either the team wins or the team loses, I had said. I had wanted to win badly. I knew I was going into the army, but for me, that was a kind of defeat. My plans, maybe just my dreams really, had been to go to college, and to write like James Baldwin. All the other guys in the neighborhood thought I was going to college. I wasn't, and the army was the place I was going to get away from all the questions. I wanted to win the tournament, to walk away from the streets I had been raised in with my head high, a winner. That night I kissed Kenny goodnight. It was the first time I had kissed him since we were both small.